I'll say a couple of, famous Midrashim, Chazal stories. I think you probably know most of them, but crucial and big yesodos. First, the Gemara says, Nafsari Tes says, Rabosai. I'll start from the top a little bit, but then I'll skip to the bottom of it. Tana Rabbana, top line. A nefesh asher tas biadroma, a nefesh that goat does it in a high and lofty manner, in a negative way. Zeman asher ben Chizkia. So Yoshev Dorish Bagados Shaldofi. You see, was darshing, making fun of Chazal, you know, making fun of it, you know, criticizing. Omar, the Chirohoyo, Ramosh, Richtov Ella, Bachosrot and Timna, Simnois Peregesh. What's the point? Alifaz, why is he saying this? All X, there's no point in talking about who Otan was, who his sister was, and who Timna was. What difference does it make? Come on, it's a waste of time. There's other examples, other psukim. Skip to the bottom of both sides, skip to the middle, I think it's the second narrow, second mid-sized wide line, okay? Achos Lotan Timna Maihi. So what happened over there? So why do Maihi say it? Why is it a Haggadah Shodofi, right? Why isn't it extra? There's no point to it. So the Morgan's going to tell the story. Timna Bas Melochem Havoi. She was a daughter of kings. She was a princess. The Chsiv Alof Lotan of Timna. Aluf is similar to a king, but it's like king without the title, I think, something like that. Boil Yurei. She wanted a Megayera. She wanted to become a convert. She wanted to become a Jew. She came for that reason. Basa, Eitz, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. She came to the big three, right? To the Avos. She came to Avram. She came to Yitzhak, to Yaakov. I don't know how it worked out time-wise. Maybe she lived a long life. I don't know. But Ramai, she came to, she asked each one of them, please megayer me, I want to megayer, I want to become a Jew, a Jewess. And she was a princess, v'lo kibluah. And they were not mekabler, said, no, we can't accept you. Holch v'hoysa piregesh, Halifas ben Esav, she went instead, became a piregesh for Halifas ben Esav. Umra, why should do that? Mutav, tehei shivcha l'umazu, I'd rather be a shivcha on the lowest totem pole, the lowest rung on the ladder. For this nation of the Jewish nation, I'll be piregish for Eliphaz, who wasn't the most prestigious person either. Begosia gevira l'uma acheres, and not to be a princess in some other nation. That's how special she was. She wanted so much to become part of Kai Yisrael, so at least she'll be a piregish to someone in the family. Nofak minat molek. So what happened? So she married. She became a piregish to Eliphaz, and who came from her? A molek, the Sarino Yisrael, who caused so much pain and sorrow over the generations to Kai Yisrael. My time as to why this happened, what was the reason, why did Hashem organize things like this, why should she be Zocha, excuse the expression, Tamolek, who caused so much sorrow to Kai Yisrael, my time, the go Iboi Luhu L'Rachka, because Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov made a mistake, they should not have been Merahiker, says Rashi, L'Rachka Mitachas Kanfei Eshchina Shoyla Megayra, they should have Megayra, they should have accepted her. So the author from Sabotka says they're both. Think about it. This is wild. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Well, let's just focus on Avram for a second. Avram was the biggest marbish Torah in history, right? The biggest lover of people to bring him Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, right? He cared so much. He was Megayres Hanoshim, Sarah Megayres Hanoshim, right? He was so concerned about people to bring him Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, to bring him close, to show him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach him about Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make him do mitzvahs and Mekabel the Torah. So what happened? So Taksa Kasha, why isn't he not accepting her? Who came to him? This lady, who we see was such a tzaddikah, she really wanted, she really believed, that she felt an affinity and a connection and wanted to be inspired and wanted to join Kai Yisrael to such a degree that when she was rejected, right, she goes to become a Pilegesh by Esav, right? She gave a princess title. She was on top of the world in her own world. But she gave it all up because she wanted so much to be part of Avram's family. So why Taka wasn't? Why didn't they go ahead and why didn't each one of Rami and Yaakov? Why wouldn't they makabel her? So says the altar, Mistama. Mistama pshat is that he saw something in there, in her genes, in her middle. Something there was maybe unperceptible to the naked eye, but he saw it. They saw it, that there was something, some blemish, something wrong which would cause problems. Some maybe a negativity or maybe a cruelty or a meanness, a stubbornness, something like that. That would not be good. She can't become Jewish. Halacha my sweet are both sides. The Gemara says, or I don't know who said, I think the Gemara says, I think it's the Gemara says, that we're mekabel gerim from different umos, but not from Amalek. Because taka, there is some halacha mice, and nowadays, today, there is a problem with gerim from Amalek. We're not mekabel them. So there was something, some mishtama. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov saw that, they saw the seeds to it. Maybe it wasn't as much, it wasn't as strong, it therefore wasn't mice at that point, but there was something there. They felt, as much as I want Makarver, but nevertheless, it's not going to happen. We can't accept her. So what happened? They made this mistake. So how do you make such a mistake? How do they do such things? I mean, they were the biggest, the most imbued with the greatest motivation to Makarv people, to bring Taskan Fe Ashkina. So what's Sharbosai? So there's, it seems Sharbosai, that if they would have had a greater, so how do you make a mistake? So there's, they were lacking somewhat in their, and they probably could have, they would have had a deeper desire, a greater connection, a greater concern for someone else, to bring them Taskan Fe Ashkina, to take care of them, to do what's best for them, right? They would have seen things a little differently. There's, there was a mistake. That's the bottom, was a mistake, right? So it was, maybe it wasn't like a mole later on, or just the seeds of it. It was a mistake. But they didn't see it. They thought it was the mamash, you know, you can't do it. What do you mean? But the tying against them, like, what do you want me to do? You know, I love Kaiser, I love the world, I love people, I love Goyim, I love them to bring them Tachas Kaf HaShchina. Teres Rabosai, even Avraham Avinu, someone as great as the Avos, can be lacking somewhat. And it makes a difference when a person has a greater, deeper than Avraham Avinu had, a greater hasag, a greater concern, a greater love for Yenim, right? Greater feeling, I want to do chesed for him, I want to help him out, it'll make a difference in the psak that Avraham Avinu goes ahead and does and makes for these, for this lady, right? He would have made a difference, right? And only because he was somewhat lacking. So number one, even Avraham cannot, you know, assume I have it all, right? You know, there's never ending levels of love and concern for someone else that a person could have, and it makes a difference if you have it or not. So you know, Avraham, how much can you have? I mean, it takes care of all, it overcomes all the negativity, all the negative facts. You know, I want to help them, that was his whole life. But we have an obligation to Emunah Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's no end to the amount of the levels of chesed and love for someone else that a person should strive for, number one. And number two, how chashuv it is. Look what happened over there. Because of the lack of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Amalek should come from her because of their mistake. They made this mistake. They're lacking in chesed. How chashuv, the hargash of love and chesed for someone else is that if you don't have it, you know what's going to happen? You know what happened over here? Klal Yisrael, till today, is suffering from Amalek. That's what's happening. That's what Gemara says, right? Because of that, nafak mino Amalek, tzarino Yisrael. They caused so much sorrow for Yisrael because they made that mistake. They're held accountable for that. It's their fault. They made a mistake. So again, so it shows how chashuv, how special, how important the bit of chesed is. If you don't do it, the punishments could be enormous. Obviously, they're different than we are, so we won't be punished for this as much, but the vort still is, our job is Rabosai, Mahu Rachum, Avata Rachum, Emunah Baruch Hu. Emunah Baruch Hu is a lover of people. The reason why we're here at Bosai is because Hashem loves our neshamas. He wants to be mahana us and give us a benefit in Olam Hazeh, for Olam Haba. That's why we're here. And that's Emunah Baruch Hu's tachas, his chesed, concern, care for someone else, for Yenim. That's how chosh of chesed is, and there's never an end to the amount of chesed a person can imagine for someone else, the amount of love and concern which makes for a difference. Every level makes for a difference. The Medrash of Vayishlach Rabosai, in a similar vein, the famous Chazal and famous Alter Sabotka, Ha'okam Marai Lohu, Ve'igach Es Shtei Noshav Es Shtei Shevchosav. Okay, he came and took, he went to go towards Esav, he takes, picks up his family, his wives and his daughters and his children. V'dina Heichon Hoysa, famous Kash, the Medrash asked, where was Dina? There's no mention of Dina, it just mentioned his sons. What about, I think it's Charash Yogodov, 11 children, I think it says. V'dina Heichon Hoysa, where was Dina? Nasta b'teva, he put in the teva. V'nal b'fonel, and he locked her up in the teva. Omar, why? He said, Harosh Hazeh, this Rosh, my dear, beloved brother Esav, Eino Rama, he has a very haughty eye. Shalom Yitra Einov, I don't want him to see her. V'yira osa v'ikach osa men. He'll take her away from me. I want to protect her. Rav Hunda b'shem Rav Abba Cohen Bardel Amar. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamas Mereu Chesed. Monata Mereacha Chesed. You denied your friend Chesed. Right? That's Lamas Mereu Chesed. You denied Chesed from your friend. Monata Chazdecha Min Achuch. You withheld, refrained from providing Chesed to your brother. In Sivas, because if he would have married her, if he would have married your daughter to this person, that was Insa. So wouldn't have had this whole thing would happen later on if you would have done what's right and not withheld Ches from your brother. So the whole Maisa with Hamor and Shechem wouldn't have happened. She wouldn't have Mizana later on. It wouldn't have happened. You refrained. You didn't want to give her to someone who wasn't Moel. I'll give her to, she'll get married to an Oro. Now we all know the famous Alter. Alter says, what do you mean? Are we supposed to marry his daughter off to this Russia? It's not true. Fakir, doesn't make sense. I mean, Alter brings out the Fakir. Instead of doing chesed for Esav, if do chesed for your daughter, right? That she's also a person to be careful about. So it's not shayach, the Alter says, that you go ahead, he was mamash mukhiv to get her marry Esav. How can you be? Why? Because chesed for Esav, what about chesed for my daughter? So I have to protect her and make sure that she gets hidden, isn't taken away. So the famous Alter says that all Chavos Chaim people I think know, is that doesn't mean, it's Rav Dafka, doesn't mean that you're supposed to actually give her, but you're supposed to be margish, that pain when you knock the nails into the box, where you locked her up and put her away, you have to be margish, oh, I feel so bad. I would love to go ahead and give her over to my brother. I want to help my brother out. I would love to have, in theory, if it wasn't for the fact I have to protect her, I want to give her to him for marriage, and because, you know, I want to misakin him, I want to makarev him, I want to go ahead and take care of him, you know, because she HaKadosh Baruch Hu detected that HaGosha was not there, or someone limited, so male, therefore he was punished. Therefore he was punished, and therefore the terrible tragedy of Dina with Chamor took place. So again, Rabbo says this, the Alter brings out the same concept that they were talking about someone who was the ultimate Russia, ace of a Russia. It says he went through all Avodah Zarah and Yorayish, Vichasdam, all the things that a person could possibly, all the Gimel Chamuros, and more than that, he was over, and he was out to, now he was at Fakir, he was out to kill Yaakov now, so I'm about to go meet him, and you know, but you know, when you put away Dina, make sure you feel the tsar that you go ahead and have that you can't help out your brother. Who would think of such a level of hargosh, of love for my brother who's out to kill me, who's such a rosh brusha, who's against everything I believe in, his whole life is for the hapucha, against what I'm doing. How could I should think about him and be so, oh, yeah, I feel so bad. I'm worried about my daughter. My daughter takes precedence, and he's a rosh brusha. Don't worry about him. Give me a break. Sorry, not to Rabbo side. A person has to go ahead and be migish for everybody. I would love to help the biggest Russian in the world. I would love, if I could, I would help him. My pleasure to help him if I could. I can't do it. I might have constraints. I might have restraints. I might have other cheshbonos. My daughter comes first. Okay, no question about it. But that love, that concern has to be for everybody in the world, not just your brother, not just your family, not just your yeshiva, not just your community. The ganze Welt. We have that chesed, that love for someone, that sensitivity to care for someone else should be there. And last but not least, both side, another famous Gemara. I think it's famous, but it's very hard to read, so I'll bear with me on both sides. I think you need a Sansino and an Arshul together for this one, but I'll try to read it through. I had some help, you know, trying to read this, but it's not perfect yet. Tan Rabbanan, right? I think this is the Gemara in Sota. The way it should be, you have to give some musr, you have to give some tochacha. The way it should be, the small should be docha, push away with the small, with the left hand, not as powerful of a push, but yimin mekarevis. So it comes to makar of someone, care and concern for someone, be mafasem tachas under you. So it should be the yimin, there should be a stronger pull than there is a push. You might have to do both, but the stronger force should be with the yimin, the makarev. Lo kalisha shedachfu legechazi b'shteyada, v'lo Yeshua ben Prachya shedachfu echad mitamidim b'shteyada. Not those two people. Gemara goes on and says, so what's the case of Yeshua ben Prachya? That's the second case that Gemara mentioned. The next paragraph for both sides. Yeshua ben Prachya, mayhi, what was the case? Kedahavi kotel yanei malko rabbanon. At a time when Yana killed that old Rabbanan, he had her own mass, you know, slaughter of all the rabbis. Shim ben Shetach at Minhu at Minhu Achse, his sister, right? Shim ben Shetach's sister, who I think was Yana Malka's wife, so she had a special whatever, she had some connection that she got him and she hit him. So she saved her brother Shim ben Shetach from being killed. Rabbi Shuv ben Prachi, on the other hand, also he ran away. Orakach Sanya Shom Mitzrayim went to Al Sanya. Ki Avishalma, when there was more people, when things settled down, it wasn't so dangerous. Shol Cheshim ben Shetach, money Yerushalayim or Kodesh. Right, so Shum ben Shetach sent a message to Rabbi Shuv ben Prachi. I am here in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. Lecha Al Sanya Shom Mitzrayim, but you're in Mitzrayim. Achosi Bali Shori Besochech. I don't know exactly what that means. I'm not sure. I think. I don't know, my sister's here, something like that. V'ani yoshev v'shomeima. Omar, havarei shalma, there is peace now, and you should come. He got the message somehow, that there's peace, come back to Yerushalayim. Ki osa, when he came back to Yerushalayim, the danger was over. Ikol ahi ashpiza, Shavashu ben Prachia went to a certain hotel, a certain room hotel. Kam kamayu b'yakra, Shapir Avdalei Yakra Tuva, that they treat him royally, right? He got there and they stood up for him. They treat him with a lot of cover, a lot of glory, a lot of honor. Yosef become Mishtabeach Kamenoach Sanyazu. So he said, he told his people around them, listening to him, how wonderful, what a wonderful host and hostess there is over here. I think Rashi is a hostess about the female hostess. What a wonderful, you know, they're taking good care of me, they're honoring, mechabin me, such a wonderful place. Omer Echabi Talmidim, right? One of his Talmidim, who ultimately we know was Yehu, was Yoshka. Rebbe, a Neha Trutos. Her eyes, the host they're talking about, her eyes are a little roundish or in a funny way, a little slanted, or different, I think, different translations. You know, maybe not so nice, something like that. Omer obviously, as what happened was that Rabbi Shuv ben Prachia was talking about how great she was in terms of how she treated him with honor and covet, and the Talmud thought he was talking in terms of her physical beauty. What a wonderful lady! She's terrific, kamenosh, so beautiful. And to which the Talmud responded, it's not so pushy. Now trutos, her eyes are round or slanted, something like that. Amalei. Successful Talmud, Russia. You're such a Russia. But kach ata osek, this is what you're involved in. You talk to me about an Ashes. I think Rashi is Ashes ish. She's Ashes ish. That's what you talk to me about. You describe to me how the physical appearance and the beauty or lack of beauty of an Ashes ish. That's what you talk to me about. What kind of chutzpah? You're a Russia Marusha. Apik arbe mea shifore. He took out 400, I think, shofros, trumpets, the shamte. And he put him in cherem. I guess that's the process. I don't know. You put him in cherem with the 400 trumpets. I don't know, to make it a big deal. I'm not sure. Kol yom asal kameis, every day, this Talmud came to him, came to Rav Shuv ben Prachia. He said, I want to, please help me. I apologize, whatever. He was not makabalim. Push them off every single day. Push them off, push them off, push them off. No, not makabalim. Yom achad, havi kori kriya shema. One day, Rav Shuv ben Prachia was reading Kriya Shema. Asal Kamei, he came to him, again the Talmud came to him, Havi Bedaitu L'Kabule. And if I can, at that time, after so many times, I don't know, for 10, 20, whatever it is, at times he was pushed him away, he said, listen, Shayin Saita Makabul, I'll accept him as a Baal Tshuva, not a problem, I'll do it. That was in his mind, that was his intention. Achfirei B'yodei, right, but he was in the middle of David, he was in the middle of Tachnins, I'm sorry, in the middle of Kriya Shema. So he pushed, he said, go away because I'm davening now. Go away, you know. And he misinterpreted. Savar mat chedochle. So Yeshu Yashka thought he was again pushing him away. He says, that's enough. Genug shani. He said, I had enough with this religion. I had enough with these people. Azul zakaf levensa polcha. He went over, I think, to a pole, I think a pillar, a levena, probably some kind of marble pillar, I think. And he started davening to the pillar. Havar Zara. He went off to Derech. Amalei Chazor Bacha. I don't think this probably happened later on, it sounds. Amalei Chazor Bacha. Rav Shuv ben Prachia said, come on, now do tshuva. Amalei said, not now. Now it's too late. Kach mekubanim. I learned from you, my Rebbe. Kol choti machti es rabim. Ein ma speak in biyado lasos tshuva. It's too late. I can't do tshuva because I'm a choti machti. So Mar, Kishef, right, about, so the Mar said about Yashka, Kishef, he performed Kishof, but Hasis, and he was, took people away from Yiddishkeit, Madiach, and he was a Mason Madiach, the Hichti as Yisro, the Machti as Yisro. I can't do Tshuva anymore. That's it, finished. It's too late. I can't, now it's too late. But, you know, so this is an example of the Gemara said before. He was criticized, right? Because a person has to go ahead and be docha b'smol and makar b'yamin because of the fact that otherwise, look what happens. This is a manifestation. This story is a manifestation of what happened to Yashka. He turned into the Avodah Zarah he was because of the fact that he was pushed away b'yamin. He was pushed away, too much pushed away. He wasn't beloved enough. It has to be that. The point is, they have to have that balance. Words, of course, I have to give the guy tochacha. I have to give him mussar. I have to tell him he made a mistake. But it has to be always with the yamin makarav. It has to be a greater sense of, I love him. I care for him. I want to makarav him because I care for him. I love him. I want to do chesed for him. I want to makarav. I want to make him a firm person. I want to make him a nice, well-adjusted individual who's living a life of happiness and midos tovas, all the above. So, you know, guys, so, but this, this, he was a Russian, he called him Russia. His actions were one of vicious, right? He goes ahead and suspects and fakir. I don't know if I mentioned, but if he said this to, if Yashka said this to Rabbi Shua and Prach, it means he thought that Rabbi Shua and Prach himself was focusing on the, on the, on the physical beauty. So he's not only is Yashka in that madrega, on that madrega of not the, of talking about and focusing on the woman's beauty, but of the Eishes Ish, but he thinks his Rebbe is involved in that. Therefore, he tells the Rebbe, by the Rebbe, it's not so good, it's a little different than you thought, whatever, right? So such a Russia that he speaks and he's Choshes Rebbe, and he talks to his Rebbe in such a way, and he misinterprets the Rebbe and thinks the Rebbe's, you know, also in the Madrega he's on, such a Russia, but there's a Tviya. He says, how can you go, obviously, you can't be Merachak so much. You have to love him, care for him, and be concerned for him, and what happened afterwards? This Reb Chaim Shmuel Levi says this. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levi says so. We know what happened on both. The results are in the history books. What the Catholic Church and the Christians have done to Kaiser over the years, over the last 2,000 years, is because of this. This was the Gorim for everything that happened afterwards, and it's because of the lack of love for this Russia Marusha, who acted in such a revolting and disgusting manner to his Rebbe. It doesn't make a difference on both sides. That love has to be, that concern has to be there. We have to feel that for someone else, someone, by us, Nebuch, you know, a person, you know, he looked at me the wrong way, and, you know, he said something not so nice to me, and he didn't let me sit with him and during lunch and whatever, all the kleinigkeits on both sides. And we get upset at a person, I don't care for the guy, I don't want to talk to the guy anymore. On both sides, that's narishkeit, you know. That's what we see from these chazal rabos, how careful we have to be, how important it is, how chesed, the love for someone else. You can't deny your friend your love and your concern and your sensitivity, and be, no matter how vite he is, no matter how much he's disgusting, he's trying to kill you. But you have to feel for the person, care for the person. Obviously, there's limits in terms of what you're supposed to do, right? Yaakov was not supposed to go ahead and give his daughter to Esav, but the bottom line is, I want to help him, I love him, I care for him. It's not supposed to displace the Ava. It's supposed to be in addition to the Ava you have, I have a chiv to treat him a certain way. I have to give him mussar, fine. But that's b'smol, that's with the left hand, not with the right hand.